House version.
I move we adopt the House version.
No.
Is there any objection to adopting the House version of House Bill 171 in the conference?
Objection to the House version?
Yes.
Oh, I object.
Yes.
We're
that was nice.
Maybe we could slide that through. Who's calling the roll today? Madam Chair, call the roll.
To adopt the House version, yes.
Yes.
Chair Coppell?
Yes.
Senator Wilkins?
No.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Chair McGuire?
No.
Well, that starts a whole new discussion. So I'd say the House version has not been adopted. Who wants to make the motion from the Senate side?
I'd like to make the motion, Mr. Chairman, that we adopt the Senate State Affairs version of House Bill number 171.
And I'll object.
Okay.
Would you call the roll, Madam Secretary?
Representative Grunberg?
No.
Representative Johnson?
No.
Chair Coppell?
No.
Senator Wilkins?
No.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Yes.
So it looks like we don't agree. So I think one of the things that I did is I put together a little cut sheet that shows where we do agree, and the yellow areas on here are where we could possibly agree. Do you guys want to take the moments to go down through there and go with that, or? Is that okay with you guys to proceed in that direction?
Yeah.
Okay. Section.
Don't we need to go to the next level? Or?
At this point, if we accepted one or the other versions, I think under that condition, we could agree. If we agreed on all of them, we could take one or the other language, I think, without limited free conference. I have a feeling we probably won't do that, so we can do this rather rapidly, if you wish.
Okay.
Section 1. I've noticed that we're the same, so I'm going to check it off as that we would agree on that.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Section 2 deals with the first day of regular session, odd number of years. It's language is there. There's an agreement with same language in both bills. Agreement there. Any discussion? Section 3 is where we have significant differences. The Senate version starts on second Monday of February on each regular session. The House was the staggered, and that's probably the most salient point. And I'm going to show that there's no agreement unless there's any other discussion. And I'm going to suggest an amendment later on that we might have to ask for free conference. Section 4, there's an agreement on same language in both bills. Section 5 is different. One has a January 1st for the first session on pre-filing and February 1st in the Senate version. I'm going to disagree with that. I don't see any. Is there any discussion on that? So I'm going to put down that as a need to amend. If you folks want to do it for time, and I'm thinking of the chairman from the Senate side, that has shown us that we're not going to agree. Do you want to go ahead and describe the sections that we don't agree on, and so that we can talk about an amendment and maybe ask for limited free conference?
Sure. You mean generally?
Yes.
Okay. So stop where we're going. Okay. So I think the places where we'd like to ask for limited powers really just surround the start dates and the conforming sections. So it looks like Section 3, Section 5.
And Madam, I think Section 7 is going to be one, because we had a request for a report back, and I think the House is going to be pretty adamant on that section 7 of our bill.
Yes, and I was just getting to that. So I was just in completing my thought. I think the dates, the start date is the preeminent disagreement, and that's contained in Section 3, Section 5, Section 12, and Section 13, and again in Section 16, Section 17, and that's it. Okay, so that's the first, and then the second, I think, we've identified is the issue of the report. And this was Representative Gruenberg's amendment requiring Ledge Council to prepare a report on 90-day session and present it to the legislature. And the Senate State Affairs Committee had discussion, and I would say it was unanimous disagreement of that idea.
Okay. What I'm going to make a motion then, which encompass all of those sections that you quoted, and this is going to be the motion. I move that the conference committee request limited powers of free conference from the presiding officers for those sections not identical in language in the House and Senate versions, and that would be sections 3, 5, 12, 16, and 17 of the committee substitute for House Bill 171, and sections 3, 5, 7, 13, 17, 18, and 19 of the Senate committee substitute for House Bill State Affairs. I think we need a roll call on that.
Representative Gruenberg?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Coghill?
Yes.
Yes.
Senator Wilson?
Yes.
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 Okay. And with that, what I'm going to do, I'm going to pass out what I think might be a good solution to this, and I'll pass it out, and then we'll, after the session tomorrow, this is what I'm going to suggest after the presiding officer of each committee, of each body grants us his powers. Is there a specific time that would be hard for you to meet should they grant us this? What would be a good time? Does anybody have a schedule problem with the same time tomorrow, 3 o'clock?
It's hard to tell this time of the year, but I think we'll just make it happen. Like right now, I'm in judiciary, but I could
Well, at this point, I would like to set it for 3 o'clock, and if we have to move it around a little bit, we can go later.
I think we may have to testify in CNRA. No, Senator Stevens, is CNRA tomorrow at this time?
At 3:30.
Oh, okay. So we can do it. We'll be out of here by half.
Let's do it at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
All right. And so what I'd like for the members to do is we have a signature sheet that goes around for both bodies to ask for that. And just for the members watching and those interested in this, I am going to suggest they shut their cell phones. In this amendment is to gavel in the third Tuesday in January, allow the 15th day for a fast track, the 30th day for the regular budget amendments, and then a report on the 90-day session issue. Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to say, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate us working together and all of us on the committee, and I think this is a fair compromise. We'll take it up tomorrow, but it's a difference for the public watching and folks. It's the difference of 1 week, and I think that's a very fair compromise between the Senate's version and the House version, and it sets a consistent start date, which was one of the concerns that folks had, so looks good.
Thank you. And with that, one personal piece of business, I owe the committee an apology. I set the meeting up.